I know last summer when I had the my wife and four daughters are never interested in any of my cases. They're too boring. But they did all listen to the one I lost last summer trying to convince the Texas Supreme Court that disability included the fact that I might die if I go to the in-person to the polls and catch COVID. No, that's not a disability. But they all listened to that, and uniformly, their one comment was, those people were so rude. They interrupted you all the time. And of course, I used to be one of the worst about that. We don't even think about that. That's just what you do. But if you haven't been a debater, you need to get used to that. It's, you're not going to get to give a speech. You're just going to get interrupted, and you need to not get rattled by it and figure out how to stay on point. One of the main goals is the first thing I ask and often find that the party of preparing, they know the party preparing to give the argument knows so many details. They haven't prepared what I call the law 360 sentence. The law 360 sentence is if they're going to report your case, they're going to report one sentence. And what is that sentence going to be? Now, the court may not buy that sentence, but it ought to be a sentence that encapsulates your argument and makes it obvious to everybody in the world that I should win. And so it needs to have some punch. It needs to be fairly short. It can't have three subparts and stuff like that. It needs to be, brief and to the point. Now, you first, my good friend Harriet O'Neill's on the panel, you'll always get about 60 seconds to start an argument. Now, Harriet was not so good about that, but should you lose, usually let you get to it afterwards. You'll get 60 seconds, and you should have the law 360 sentence, and then you should have here's the two or three points I want to make. One point is not enough. 4 points is too many, so you need to have two or three points. Judge Don Willett was one of the best at this. If you started with 3 points and only got through two and your time totally ran out, he would always ask you, what was your third point? So that's reason enough to say, start with 3 points. And those need to be zingers. One of the main goals, of course, is trial balloons. I was thinking about arguing this, but I don't know if that sounds, too much or too pushy or too flippant. And try it out. People can, the wonderful thing about English is there's always ways to make something that sounds flippant or too cheesy into something that sounds intellectual simply by substituting synonyms. And the other thing is smart people, and there are a lot of smart judges on appellate courts these days. And that's great because they catch on, they know the law, you don't have to do a lot of background. Let me start back at the beginning of when we had breaches of contract or start back with Magna Carta. But the bad thing about smart judges is they have creative minds and they often like to decide a case based on something that didn't think of. Happens to me all the time. I used to do it all the time. The good thing about having smart people like Pam or like many of my former colleagues, they know parts of the law that the rest of us don't know just because we didn't happen to have sit on that kind of case. They'll raise those issues with you, and you'll at least be able to limit some of the out of left field questions that you're going to get in the actual oral argument.
Okay, well, as a judge, when I come in, I want the people who are practicing to come out with three or four definite things at the end of the day. The first is they should have their opening pat. We should work with them to make sure they have, as Scott calls it, the law 360 sentence, their two or three points. They should recognize what the very likely questions are going to be and have answers to those questions. They should know what the core values of their argument are. And I call that the safe place. I think Natalie calls it the safe harbor. But it's a place you go to when you have a question that centers your answer and really directs what that answer is going to be. You know that there are three or four core principles that you that govern your case, and you're going to keep going back to those for the court. And then I think it'd be good to try out bench book exhibits, and you should have a good sense of what those are going to be before you leave. You should understand what somebody unfamiliar with your case thinks of it. I mean, when it comes to people who don't know it as well as you, you are often going to be surprised of their take on it. You can test out, as Scott said, the trial balloons, testing out the limits, and then just practicing the pacing of questions, transitioning back into your argument. It just depends on the format, but those are the kind of goals I want to see. So next we're going to have Natalie talk to us about how you structure a moot, because the Solicitor General's Office at the Office of the Attorney General has pretty